Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Roots Work Pod. Yes, this is your host, Queen Bee, and I'm back! I'm excited to be back. I hope that everyone is enjoying their weekend. I hope that everyone is going to enjoy the holiday. Let's go into real business here. Okay, number one, I would like to thank all my listeners and my supporters. Well, all of my listeners and followers, well, you are supporting me. Excuse me. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate the snoopers because I know that they are wasting their time because it's something they don't really want to listen to, and they listen in to see what is going to be said next. That's right. What's going to be said next that will aggravate them, and it gives me so much pleasure. Snoopers, I am so flattered. This is very flattering to me. Thank you. Okay. Let's move to the next thing. We always have real talk on this show because there's real life situations and there's some things that could be handled, you know, without going to a worker. So here goes. Parents, stop sending your children over to other people's houses when they're not wanted. See, you can wear welcome out anywhere. Adults wear welcome out and children do too. The only reason you send your children sometimes is to spy and see what's going on in the other person's house. And other reasons is so that you can get your freak on or get your drugs down your throat or up your veins or up your ass, whatever it is. Okay, you sit back and talk about what you're going to do, and then you make plans. Now, it's a situation this week where clients that's far away and they've been picked on and picked on and picked on. Well, of course, if you back that dog up in the corner, the dog is going to bite you. But what I have heard was name calling, cows, bats, everything. Well, I know that you love listening to this show. And I'm going to tell you now, nobody had a cow. Now, when you call names, you think about your own mother, okay? Because there may be some relatives, you know, that might be coming to visit. They might get you. And I'm not talking about by witchcraft. See, this is what our job going is, picking people like that. You know, it is so bad in this world, your children cannot even go to church. No, they can't go to church. You got people thinking that they can be sorcerers and witches and stuff and try to run the church buses off, try to run the school buses off. Yeah, you can't do that. And the things that you're doing is backfiring your face because you're ordering that tainted mess. Oh, yes, it's tainted because it hasn't been touched by a worker. See, if you have that much money, you can go to a worker. But, oops, I forgot tax evasion. I forgot your business has been caught up with. Oh, you have imported so many drugs. Yes. But you're still picking on the neighbor? You need to take a good look in the mirror. You know, people have sisters and brothers that are involved and some great things. And they may get you. They may have a sister or brother that is a worker. Please think about things like that. When you open your mouth and do things to other people, think about, I don't know what they do. I don't know who they know. I don't know who's going to go back and say who. Because this is a small world, and you will reap what you sow, one way or the other. Another thing, when someone tells you to stay out of their yard, if this person has showed you that they really hate you, dislike you, stop doing what you're doing. Don't touch their fence. Don't touch their grass, anything. Because something might happen with you. And there is a lot of conjuration for this kind of deal. Right here. I thought I'd come and tell you this. Everybody's trying to have fun, of course. Everybody's probably getting high, of course, doing what they do. But you need to keep yourself clean of this mess. You know, some people set up a pic and talk about how someone else looks. And they look like a bat, a crackheaded bat out of hell themselves. Now, what is it? What is it, neighbors? What is it? Is it that you're jealous? Yes, you're jealous. You don't want your little Livian boyfriend, who you call your husband, to go out in the yard because of the neighbor. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. In this situation, the neighbor got more than you do. At least you got breasts. At least you got butt. At least you don't look like a toothpick. See, you need to go and eat. Eat for the rest of your life. Eat every 30 minutes. For the rest of your life, maybe you'll gain some weight. Oops, wait a minute. The crack is you up. Let's move on. Let's do this now. Oh, I stopped for a minute because I got an important note. Okay. Let's think about where our future is going to take us. Let's think about what situation we are in now. Now, I know the economy is tight, still tight, and it's probably not going to let up for a while. So, think about where your future is going to take you. Now, when you keep going through a situation and going through it for a long, long time, please consider getting some help. And when you get that help, when you get that right one, that good help, listen, don't take advantage of your worker, witch, root doctor, whatever you call us. To me, I don't care. I am whatever you say I am. I'm here. Okay. Let's talk about the moon. Well, we're new here. So, from new to full, like I have said, it's a good time to try to bring good things to you. It's a good time. It's still a good time to clear out evil. Yes, many things. It's a good time to get that sex spell going that you want. But you can't do it on your own. You do it on your own, you're going to lose him or her. It always works like that. But without taking someone's free will. See, that's the thing. You can't take someone's free will away from them because they will hate you as much as they thought that they loved you. And I believe I've said this. Yes, it's conjuration to draw that person that you just only want sexually. Lodestones. But I'm going to tell you colors. Colors to use for this kind of conjuration is strictly red. Some people add a little pink. Pink is for love, and most of you don't want love. You just want that money. So use red if you just have to open your legs from east to west or you have to take Captain Winky out. Okay, but I'm going to give you a warning. Once you make this step, you may fall in love, and that person is not going to feel the same way about you. Now, let's be nice about it. Oh, I'm so sorry, people. I'm so relaxed while I'm speaking with you. I know that I have a lot of people that archive, a lot of people that record so they can listen and listen to this. One thing about that, you fall in love, they don't feel the same way, and then you're going back doing some work so that you can make them love you. Again, that's taking the free will. For those of you out there lying, I mean, you want your cake and eat it too. This is a man or woman. You're lying about how many children you have. you're lying about, oh, this woman, I just say this woman that you're supposedly living with, you're lying about it. Okay, think about it. Once you caught up with it, it's done. And that's the hardest work to do, through somebody's hurt emotion. I had to pause for a minute. Okay, I always have me something to drink, and it is not alcohol. So sorry, I love my liquids. Now, let's go over territories. An equinox. Okay, a mother has a son that stays in trouble, and she's trying to keep him from going to jail. An equinox can be made, but it's the four corners of the neighborhood or the four corners of the house. And something has to be planted right in the center. Now, I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to tell you it is an herb, stone, and a bone. But I will not tell you what it is because you're going to be working with spirits there. And something could happen to you or your loved one if you make one wrong step. So that's why I always say go to your worker. I'm not trying to be funny, but you go to your worker with that. See, I deal with my clients. I tell them everything. But when I'm talking to you all, I always say go to your worker. Okay, stepping over the ditch. Some of you think that you have stepped over the ditch. You have done things to people. You're digging a ditch for your neighbor. You're digging a ditch for your family. You're digging a ditch for everybody because this is the season where people's emotions is really bad. Okay. All those ditches you have dug, you will fall in each one of them. When one storm, say something bad happens to you, okay, you lift it out of that, and you're going to fall in the next ditch. And you're going to fall in the next one and the next one. So when you dig the ditch, you better dig one for yourself or be prepared to fall in the same one. Idiots. You know, people want to be left alone, the majority of us. We don't need company. All we need is a peace of mind. It looks like sometimes you can't get that peace of mind because we have people needling at us. Well, there's very easy things to do. I told you of the egg last week. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you witch bottle. Get a witch bottle. You want to send them out of town? You want to make them wander? Well, the witch bottle is one of the things that you should use. So talk to your worker about that. I'm just going to say it has sharp objects in it, and it works. It works pretty fast. See, the people that, how do I say, the people that do what their workers tell them to do, they come out on top. Some cases take longer than others. It's true. But you still end up coming on top. With being on top. Just like I say, for my clients, if you are not doing better, I know that you're not doing what I ask you to do. Because us, as workers, we have to go through a whole lot for you guys. And that's why we're so ticked off when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. We're also ticked off at people that claim that they need help. Well, they really do. And then they hold us up. Our time is precious. And when you hold us up, it's a piss off. See, you think that you're going to feel better for the next few days because you spoke to us, but that's wrong. Because the majority of us make it worse. Like, we already know what you're not going to do. So we go right on ahead and just let you stick right there in that mud and not be able to move. dreams. Look at your dreams. Our ancestors are trying to talk to us. Okay. Well, I get into ancestral dreams. Now I'm going to get into warnings. Horses, mules, donkeys, whatever is a bad omen. It's signifying a bad omen. It could be in your life, your home, you know, talking about the home, at work, or whatever. And you know what situation you are going through. Okay. The best thing to do is to get rid of what is holding you down, what is hindering you, the reason why you can't move forward, get rid of it. And that will clear. But on the other hand, if it is a person that is doing this or someone related to them, a friend to them, then you need work done. Because this is going to be harder for you to see, okay, I got rid of them, but I haven't gotten rid of my problem. I'm not doing better. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. No. See, some of you think that you're Harry Potter or you're the sister witches on Charmed, and you can go out here and do these things. You cannot do it, and I'm saying it again. I always say it as long as I see it. You can't get it from a book. You can't get it from a CD. You can't get it from a DVD. It doesn't matter how much you do. You cannot get that wisdom. You can't get that knowledge, those gifts. Many of us have been into this work for many years. You can't get it like that. Because we're born with it. It doesn't just develop because you've been reading. It don't develop because you went to a worker. It's not going to rub off on you because you went to a worker. That's sickening. That's really sickening. I look at people and I know what they're doing. I get a chance to go out. A lady, bad look everywhere she went. Store to store, house to house, job to job. They come to find out she's been trying to do this work herself. Well, there's the mess for us. When we run across people that's been trying to do the work themselves, we sit back and think, do we really want to take this? Then there's a lot we have to do, and you might be just like all the rest, and don't do what you're supposed to do. Some people's cases do not get taken because we already know what you're doing. We know when you're talking about us. Like I said one time before, keep the worker's name out your mouth. Don't mention this around family members. Don't let your children know every darn thing that you're doing. I said darn. Okay, let's say it again, darn. All right? No, you don't do that because they'll rub it in your face, some of them, and they'll go out and try to do something to you if they're at the age. Huh, little children, listen real good to this because they're curious, and then they start talking when they go to school or talking out in public, and if they're talking around you, you know they're going to be loud, you're going to get embarrassed. This slide, we all have guardian angels. And I know it's many people out here that don't believe in the guardians, but it's true. Some of you don't even believe in Jesus. So I'm still going to explain this to the ones that's interested. You can actually get an answer from your guardian angel. But this particular light takes a lot of concentration. Everything has to be just right, very clean, with the right product, and you can actually ask the question, and you will get it. You will get it from your guardian angel. I don't know why I brought that up, but somebody needs guidance. That's all I can come up with. They need guidance, and they need an answer from the guardian angel. Many people are so blessed. They don't go through too much because they're obedient. They are obedient to things, not only to this work, but to other things. They are respectable. They respect people's feelings. They respect nearly everything. Now, there's no one that's perfect. But I tell you what, there are people in this world who are truly of their word, what they say, their feeling. And I love it. I'm one of them. But we have our days. We have our days where, you know, we just want to be left alone. We have our days where we want everything cleared from around us. And for those who have gone through this, I'm going to say a little bit of it. I'm not going into it. Child molesters. There are things that can be done about that. The law will not do anything. Well, come to us, there's something that can be done to them. Well, actually for them. They never get what they deserve until they're actually caught in the act when something has happened. People, wake up. Please keep an eye on your children, your little boys and your girls. It's not just the girls anymore. Keep your eyes open, and you'll be surprised at who our molesters is. Preachers, deacons, you name it, yes, they are suspects. Eventually, the child's going to open their mouth. Some children are big mouths, and I have to laugh at that. But they are, and it's going to slip out some way or the other. But it's up to us to try to stop this. I wouldn't want to see anyone's child hurt. I don't want to see anybody's child being abused sexually, emotionally, physically. That's why I brought this up. Yes, that's real good conjure that can be done for that. And I can tell you this, the mixture of Josephine bottles from 1674, her ritual can help. But you have to talk to your worker about the rest. See, this voodoo practitioner here was good on everything, love cases, court cases, you name it, she did it. But she was feared. She was feared because of the work that she done. Now, I say this should be done in secrecy. I have said that. But this lady feared no one. Wherever she went, whatever she had to do, she did it and did not care who saw her. And you can about imagine many rumors was put on a lie. Well, thank people before you lie on somebody, because it just might be. And then you end up in a crock of doo-doo, a big pile of doo-doo you'll slip up in for messing with us. Okay, I brought up that certain practitioner, because there's many people that's trying to slip around and do things. Shortcut. There are no shortcuts, not even to this work. And when the worker gives you something to do or something to put together, whatever it may be, don't try to do a shortcut because you're going to mess yourself up very badly. Okay. Schools. The schools need to get in on a lot of things. The school needs to cool down with a lot of things. The schools are there to educate, but we have teachers and even the principals that gossip all day long. And you have angry parents that's walking in all day long because a word has gotten back to them that was said by the employees at some of the schools in this world. Think about that. School officials, please, cool it, because you don't know who you're talking to, who they know, or who that other person knows. Sometimes it's a setup, just like out here. We're not school officials, but you can easily get set up. People can just sit back and say one word, and you'll open your mouth and start talking. And stop wishing death on people. Stop running outside with pans and brooms, trying to sweep people away and put stuff down. It hasn't worked. And I know a set of people, what they have been doing, it hasn't worked in over 6 years, and it's not going to work now. So you might as well give up. And I still say, hail and victory to that family that has been reunited. Yes, this is because of an official that had a so-called relative out there. They thought they were doing something, but they weren't. Okay. I have mentioned, I believe I have given you a conjure tip for today. I'm not sure of that one. Oh, yes. Along with grow alfalfa, to have some green herb as powerful as that, growing together will bring prosperity to your home. You can plant it right in the front of your house like you do those beautiful colored flowers. And the herbs are beautiful too. So think about that one. Now, I, myself, have had friends in the past, but by me doing the work that I do, I can see right through them. They were okay for a couple of weeks, and then my insight showed me that they were no good. Be careful of letting people into your home. A thief or anybody else has an intake of your home 5 to 10 seconds after they get there. Watch the eyes, how they're wandering all over your home. Please do that, because it's better to be safe than sorry. That's what I say. See, this show was not designed to get on or anything. It was designed to teach, not always voodoo, witchcraft, all of that magic. So I have a few seconds here, and I hope that everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend. I hope that everybody enjoy the holiday. And much love to my listeners and my followers. I enjoy speaking to everyone. This is my joy to work with people all over the world. I love it. I'm glad that I have the time to sit here and broadcast to everyone. So, to my beautiful family who I will be seeing soon, I love you so much. And many blessings are coming to you. I love you. Goodbye.